One Night with the Billionaire, written by Rose M. Cooper, narrated by Robin Isaacs. Chapter 1. A Little Mishap. Kiana had another few minutes left on the treadmill when her phone, that was strapped to her arm, beeped. She glanced down to see a picture of her best friend Magda blinking up at her. Careful not to lose her stride, Kiana hit the answer button. Hey. Kiana breathed as she adjusted the earphone cord. Hi there, stranger. Magda's cheerful voice purred through the headphones. I was wondering if we were still on for our brunch on Saturday. Of course, Kiana grinned. I look forward to our Saturday liquid brunches. I think after last Saturday, we should try to get a little more food this time, Magda laughed. I did not like the morning after feeling from too many mimosas. Yes, but think of all the fun we had. Kiana's grin widened. I did not realize just how well you could sing Whitney Houston songs. Oh, please, don't remind me, Magda begged. We can never go back to that karaoke bar again, ever. Why? Kiana teased. You won prizes and a trophy. Okay, I am going to hang up now, Magda warned her. My cheeks are flaming still from my debut as a singer. Okay, okay, Kiana placated Magda. I will say no more on the subject. Where are you? Magda asked. You sound out of breath, and it is rather loud. I am at the gym, where I am every day at this time, Kiana informed Magda. Right, Magda said. I did not realize it was that time already. It has been such a hectic day at the boutique. That's a good thing, though, right? Kiana adjusted the speed on the treadmill to a walk for her cool down. It means your business is booming? I would not say booming, Magda corrected Kiana. I would say doing extremely well. I hope you still have that shirt I asked you to put aside, Kiana asked. I will get it when I get paid next week. Yes, Magda assured Kiana. It is still here waiting for you. I must go. I will call you later. Sure. Kiana moved her neck from side to side as she started to cool down. Chat later. The call ended. Kiana slowed the treadmill down a little more while doing a few deep breathing exercises before making it stop. She stood on the piece of equipment, stretching out her muscles, before grabbing her towel and water to head for the locker rooms. As Kiana rounded the corner to the locker room, her foot skidded on a puddle of water. As she tried to steady herself, her foot slipped out, and she landed with a thud on the cold, hard floor. The back of Kiana's head connected with the tiles on the floor. As it did, it sent shockwaves of pain coursing through her entire body. Kiana felt as if she was vibrating with pain as black dots floated around her eyes. She gasped for breath, having been winded by the impact of her fall. The roaring in her ears blocked out all the sounds around her. Kiana did not know how long she had been on the floor. Time seemed to have stood still while she lay there, unable to move. When the dots cleared from her vision, a pair of powerful whiskey brown eyes was staring down at her. Kiana blinked, a little confused. When she opened her eyes, the man staring down at her came into focus. She blinked again, but his handsome face was still there. When her eyes opened, Kiana could see the man's face and lips moving, but his voice sounded like he was so far away. She could hardly hear him. She shut her eyes tightly, taking in a few deep breaths. The sound around her started to filter back into her ears as she willed her body to relax. Miss, the man with the stunning brown eyes called to her with concern. Can you hear me? Kiana tried to speak, but she could not find her voice, so she nodded. That was quite the fall you had, the man said. Can I help you up? Kiana nodded again. She managed to raise her arm toward him, but instead he bent down and scooped her up as if she weighed nothing more than a pillow. Right now, Kiana felt like a downy pillow, with feathers fluttering in her stomach, being held in the man's.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?